Another very special guest who has been with me before. His name is Jim Fleming. He is president of the Connecticut Automotive Retailers Association, located at the Mohegan Sun Expo Center. The Connecticut Auto Show is the perfect place to browse hundreds of the newest vehicles. But let me just say, Jim does much more than that. In fact, he heard my conversation with Congressman Larson this morning, because he was in Washington. I'll tell you, these guys get together and work together, thank God for us. Jim, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, great to have you back.
Sure, yes.
Great to have, and we're going to talk about this this Automotive Retailers Association and what you're doing. But I know that you were talking with the congressman when you were in Washington.
Yeah, the congressman and I served together when I was in the state senate for many years, and I'm a Republican, he's a Democrat. I think his idea on taking a look at the dikes along the Connecticut River is excellent, and it shows that there is a lot of bipartisan support down in Washington, D.C. for good projects like that. We don't want to wait until they fail to fix them. We want to fix them before.
Tell my audience what you just mentioned to me, when what could happen. My God, my God.
Well, you know, Hartford's really a port city, and people don't realize that. We're only 50 miles from the ocean when you're in Hartford. And if you think of all the businesses, including some of the auto dealers in Connecticut that are located within that flood zone, the damage would be immense if that dike system were to fail. So it's a good public works project. You know, there'd be some great jobs that could come out of that if they get the money to rebuild it. So I think the congressman is right on that issue.
I think he's got some money coming already.
That's good. We need it.
Now, let's get to the Connecticut Automobile Retailers Association, and briefly, maybe. I know you got something coming up, but just explain to the audience what this is all about.
Yeah, the International Auto Show has been running for many, many years, and
yep.
This year it's going to be at Mohegan Sun from November 9th. That's this coming Friday through Sunday, November 11th. It's a great show. I think it's the biggest show we've ever had. We've got some fantastic cars, EVs. We've got a couple of cars that are worth in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And what I hear with the weather, this might be a really nice thing for people to go to this weekend. It's not going to be great outside, but it'll be beautiful inside this new facility down there.
Now, how do they put something like this? How do you get this this together? I know there are different times and so on and so forth. How do they get it together?
Sure. The auto show was originally started many, many years ago to raise money for charity, and we still give 20% of the profits from the auto show to Connecticut charities, including the Connecticut Children's Medical Center that I know you've been involved with.
Absolutely.
The National Guard Foundation, for example, we give them money to help out the families of our troops when they're overseas. So all of the dealers in Connecticut, the 270 dealers, got together years ago to do this. Now we work with the big manufacturers like Cadillac and GM and Ford. They bring all the latest vehicles in. They put them on the floor. We don't try to sell cars there, so there's no pressure. And you can compare and contrast some of the newest cars, newest technology that's available anywhere in the world right here in Connecticut.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Wow. Speaking of the service, your son, when you come in, I'm so glad you mentioned him, and then you showed me his picture.
Yeah.
And he's been over there.
Well, Captain Fleming got back from Iraq about a month and a half ago, and now he's based down in Texas. And he's a captain with the 1st Armored Division. And I'm very proud of him. His mother and I are very proud of him. And it's nice to know that at the auto show this weekend, we will be presenting a charity check to the Air Nation, to the National Guard in Connecticut to support soldiers just like him when they're overseas, and we want someone to take care of their families. They're brave men, and the only reason we're going to be able to vote tomorrow is because we've got soldiers and Marines and sailors and Coast Guardsmen and airmen out there protecting our right to vote.
Well, that's tremendous, and I saw that when you came in, the picture you had. Now let's talk a little bit about the times and everything else for this big show and fundraiser this weekend.
Sure. If people want to get more detailed information, they can go to ctautoshow.com. You can buy your tickets online, and they're $10 online, they're $12 at the door. If you're active military or a veteran, it will be free, because as you know, it's Veterans Day weekend coming up.
That's
next
right.
weekend. So active soldiers, a lot of guys at the base down there, at the sub base, if they want to come over, we would be honored to have them at our show. Kids under six are free, and there's some really great vehicles for them to look at. I mean, they can't drive yet, but
they
will be one of these days, Brad, as you know. And there's a senior discount as well. So we'd like to get a big turnout for this. Remember, it does support charities. So a portion of the profits, when you buy a ticket, they're going to go to support Connecticut charities. So it really, I think, exemplifies what these auto retailers in Connecticut, they're all family-owned businesses, do in addition to selling cars.
I got to, seeing that you're here, Jim, and I know that I can tell you this, Jim Fleming, the president of the Connecticut Automobile Retailers Association. I talk in the morning every day, once, twice, maybe three times, there is a car accident, and it's somebody gets into a crash and so forth. And I said one day, and watching television, okay, and you see these car commercials, which are spectacular commercials. However, mm-hmm. however, it looks like the way they drive some of these new cars, it looks like they're racing. It looks like this. So I said one day, I know what's happening. I said, folks that are buying these new cars now, they want to be like the guys they see on television.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that we're getting accidents that we shouldn't be getting. Now, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but it just reminded me of that.
Well, people need to be careful when they're driving. And there's a lot of traffic in Connecticut now on our highway system. And one of the nice things about new vehicles that are out is they have so many new safety features that we never imagined 20 or 30 years ago. Cars will stop automatically for you now. Big trucks on the highways now, new trucks have speed limiters to keep them from going too fast.
These are the 18-wheelers.
Yeah, the big guys,
yeah.
Sure. So when you buy a new car, you're buying safety features that didn't exist years ago. Some cars have lane control. Some cars will have a voice that will come on and tell you if you're getting tired, maybe you ought to pull over and get a cup of coffee.
No
My
kidding.
Car does that.
Really?
Yeah. So the new technology is out there, and it's getting better every day. And I'll bet you in the next 10, 15 years, cars are going to drive themselves. We're not there yet. Some manufacturers have higher, better technology than others. But we're going to get to the point where if you've got a car that'll drive itself, hang on to it. Put it in the garage. You may have a very unique vehicle in 15 years when everybody else has automatic driving and you're able to steer the car yourself. I think that's going to help to prevent accidents more than anything else.
But this is really going to be part of us.
We're practically there now. Cars do not talk to each other yet. And most of it is done by reading.
God help us all when that happens.
Well, it's coming, Brad. It's definitely coming. But when that happens, the technology that we have today, the cars are reading the road. There are cameras, and they're reading the car in front, the car behind. But if you have all of the vehicles on the road talking to each other at the same time, that's when you have real autopilot. And we're very close to that. My dad is a vet. He's 94 years old. He hasn't been able to drive for a couple of years because he's gotten older. Not that, 94 is tough to be driving. I know there are a few people that are out there still doing it. Think how much better it would be for somebody my dad's age to be able to go out and get in a car and go anywhere he wants around town to pick up groceries or to go to his medical appointments. That's where we're headed with this. This very high-end, high-technology driver assist programs that we see now are going to be real autopilot in a few years.
Then all that that we hear is the truth. You know, sometimes when you hear some of this stuff, you think it's just because they want to sell cars.
Yep.
But the way you've just explained it, my God.
Yep. It's for safety. You know, if you come down to the auto show this weekend, you will see vehicles that are very, very close to being autopilot vehicles. You know, we have some really high-end cars as well at the show. You know, if anybody wants to stop down and take a look at like a Rolls-Royce, we have a $349,000 Rolls-Royce there. A Rolls-Royce at this point really is the only car with autopilot, and the autopilot is called a chauffeur.
You're kidding. A chauffeur.
So what I'm saying is that we're not there yet, even in a Rolls-Royce. You have a chauffeur drive you around, but we're going to have computers that are going to do what a chauffeur can do in a car, and it's fascinating to watch. And then the electric vehicles, they're so clean. You know, 10 years ago, and I think we did an interview for this 10 years ago.
We did, I remember.
I think there were maybe 10 electric vehicles available. There are now nearly 50 electric vehicles for sale in Connecticut that you can buy, and you can get a look at them at the auto show this weekend down at the Mohegan Sun Casino. And they're neat. The torque in those, you know, you were talking about people driving fast. The torque in an electric vehicle is amazing. We'll also have fuel cell vehicles, which run on hydrogen. Very, very clean, don't produce any emissions, and Connecticut is a unique state. In fact, John Larson, I know, worked on clean car technology when he was first elected. The natural gas vehicles are quite clean. This is a new technology that the only thing coming out the tailpipe is water vapor. And
That's it.
And when I've driven in them, Toyota has one now, and Honda has one now. You wouldn't know the difference between driving that and driving an internal combustion vehicle. And they fuel just as fast. You know, electric cars take a while to charge up. A hydrogen vehicle fuels in 5 minutes, just like gasoline. Amazing cars. Yeah, I'd love to take you out for a spin in one of these if you're down there.
Well, I'll tell you, I won't be down there, but no. I'm gonna see you sometime to take a spin in one.
Yes, you would love it. And we do have ride
and
drive.
Do a report while we're taking the spin right
and
here for the radio.
And look at the safety features and the airbag systems that they have now to protect people, the seatbelt systems that they have. They're much safer today than they were, you know, years ago.
Okay, to wrap it up, let's give everybody another rundown on this big, big show this weekend.
Yeah, it will be starting on Friday, November 9th, running through Sunday, November 11th at the Mohegan Sun Expo Center down in Uncasville, Connecticut. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Hartford. And so we hope to get everybody from Connecticut and parts of Massachusetts and Rhode Island to show up at this show.
And you help veterans and you really give them some good stuff.
And remember, this is a charitable event, and so portions of what you're paying for that ticket are going to go to support Connecticut charities. We've done that for many years. Almost $2 million we've given away.
Jim, it's always great to see you, and I remember the last time you were here, and I'm glad you called me this time so that we could get together, and any time that you are in the area, I know you travel a lot, but some of these things that you talk about, I want my listeners to be able to have and be part of, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.